Four men escaped bondage together in 1664. The society they fled had counted the enslaved among them since the earliest decades of the 17th century. Slave ships docked in the settlement's main harbors, and public auctions were held in its towns. Every bordering colony threatened re-enslavement, and while local native groups might offer shelter, they might also recapture those who ran from enslavement. The men were not escaping bondage in the South, but in the newly conquered and rechristened colony of New York. They set off as a group, leveraging collective action to escape and remain out of reach. They had enough political knowledge to choose their timing well. Enslaved people from New York had been traded throughout the region for decades, and there always were colonists willing to clandestinely trade with the enslaved. Like others who had gone before them, these men might have been running towards family and the possibility of connection. Their former enslaver, Pietre Stuyvesant, would use those same human impulses, family, community, and connectedness, to attempt to retain his mastery.